A bill aimed at ending Philadelphia's sanctuary city status is moving in the legislature in Harrisburg. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports that it pits a local state lawmaker against the mayor.
State Representative Martina White, a Philadelphia Republican, describes her bill this way.
In my view, it makes sure that the city is held accountable for attracting illegal immigrants into our communities that can result in crimes committing against our citizens. So we want to make sure that our citizens are protected. And unfortunately, right now, that's not what's happening.
That's not how Democratic Mayor Jim Kenney describes it. He says the bill is nothing short of racial profiling and should never have been introduced.
It's a bill that chills the ability to fight crime. When you are basically telling police officers to profile people based on their looks, to check and see if they are a certain immigration status, that's profiling. And when that starts to happen, people will run for the police.
Kenny says White introduced the bill to curry favor with Republicans who support Donald Trump's immigration platform. White says that's not why she introduced the legislation.
Absolutely not. I mean, we've seen many, many instances in which this sanctuary city policy that the mayor has put in place has resulted in our citizenry getting hurt. We've seen rape. There's been murders across the country.
The bill could hold the city responsible for local crimes committed by people who are in the country illegally. It would also prevent the city from codifying into law the current policy. Under it, in most cases, city police and prison officials are barred from telling immigration before releasing from custody undocumented immigrants. They are allowed to cooperate when immigration submits a warrant for someone with a felony conviction. Kenny insists the bill is politically motivated and, if approved, will create headaches for the city.
I mean, are we looking for civil rights lawsuits? It's just a whole plethora of problems that this bill did not take into consideration because she's trying to dog whistle for Donald Trump.
The bill has been approved by a committee but has a long way to go before becoming law. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.